The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves his home and places his servants in charge, each with their own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether it is the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Now, it would be very sad, I think, if you were to interpret the Gospel this evening as a threat, because it's certainly not a threat. It's a lovely, lovely, beautiful reading from the Gospel of Mark, today being the first Sunday of Advent. We begin a new year in the church's calendar, and this year, 2018, we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark. Last year, we were reading each Sunday from the Gospel of Matthew. And it's a lovely, what Jesus is saying to us today is absolutely wonderful. Because what's he saying? What he is saying to us, I never want to be away from you. I always want to be with you. And I am with you all the time. And when I say watch, be alert, wake up, I'm not giving you a warning. I'm saying, please, be aware of my presence. And unfortunately, most times, we're not aware of Jesus' presence. Somebody has said, and it's very, very true, and it applies to me as well as to other people, most of us sleepwalk our way through life. And we miss the most part of life. And we'll come to the end of our life, and we'll wonder where the years have gone. Now, have you ever said, and a lot of people say it this time of the year, and probably you have said it, and I've said it too, I don't know where this year has gone. Have you said that? I don't know where this year has gone. It's just gone. I can't believe we're at the end of 2017. Have you ever stopped and thought for even one moment, I wonder why I say that? And the reason is a very simple reason. Most of the time, you weren't in it. You were someplace else. You were somewhere else. We are very, 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 very seldom in the now. Very seldom in the now. I want you to put the phone away, if you don't mind, please. It's a distraction. If I see somebody in the phone, sorry about that. And don't be looking, just because I cut it over my eye there. So we're never really in the moment, and actually I'm just coming onto that. We always, most of the time, and it applies to me too, we're somewhere else. We're not here. And Jesus, God, is an eternal now. He's always in the present. And that's what the Gospel was all about this evening. Look, he says, be present in the moment. Because if I'm not present in the moment, I miss the presence of Jesus. Now, what does he mean when he says, I am coming? And you don't know that what time of the day. It might be morning, it might be midday, it might be afternoon, it might be evening, but I will be coming. It's not, please get out of your head, it's not about the end of time or a dire warning. It's about the here and now. And I can look at any one of you and myself, and Jesus came to me many, many times today. He came to each one of you in the situations you encountered, in the people you met. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there? And it happens. Sometimes on a Sunday, you know, you see a lot when you're up here, because I'm looking down, and I see people coming in to Mass, and they plant a body in the seat, and then they leave. Do you know what I mean by that? So there's a body there, but they're gone. They're not here. We have a saying at home in Ireland for that. All the lights are on, but there's nobody at home. All the lights are on, but there's nobody at home. And today, more than ever, it's very, very difficult to be in the present moment because we have so many obstacles. Now, I don't want to do it, but I bet you any money, if I said to you, put your hands up, all those who have a mobile phone with them at the moment, or a cell phone, or an iPhone. No, don't put your hand up, that you're given. So why would you have a cell phone at Mass? Put your hands up, all those who don't have a phone with them at the moment. I'm quite happy, and I'm out. A lot of the times I'm out, I don't have a phone. I don't want to become addicted. I don't want to become addicted to having a phone with me all the time. I was nearly killed yesterday on the freeway. I was going somewhere yesterday morning, and a young woman passed me, almost touched the side of the car, and as I glanced, she was driving like this, the phone right up in front of her face. Boy, was that dangerous. Was that not dangerous? That was criminal. That was criminal. I'll put it another way, and this would be a lovely message for Lent. Would you be capable of giving 10 minutes a day during Advent totally to God? Totally to God. Now, I don't mean praying or anything like that. Sitting quietly, just with the presence. Because most of the time, nearly all the time while we're at home, don't you normally have something on in the background, either a television set that nobody is looking at, or a radio in the background, or some kind of noise. And if you're a young person, you can't exist without noise, can you? The number of times I have to take a quick step when I'm walking down the street, because somebody's coming before me and they don't have a clue where they are. So now what I do is, I keep going in a straight line, and as they approach me, I say, hello. You have to do that sometimes. So it would be great. Don't become addicted to those things. And that's what the gospel is about. It's about this evening. You put it in. That's what Jesus is saying to us here and now, because he's in the now, in the moment. And when you, if you do that, and if you practice that in your life, it's going to give you a whole different attitude, and you're going to have a different approach to light. You're going to appreciate people. You're going to appreciate the beautiful environment and all the things happening around you. And when it comes to the end of the week or the end of the month, you say, I really enjoyed that week.